One of the greatest mission fields in the world today is the college campus. And so many parents are sad, they're brokenhearted. Their kid goes off to this secular school. They come back indoctrinated with socialism and atheism, and they're like, what happened to my little sweet Christian baby girl or my son? How do they get swayed and turned? Well, friends, there's hope on the way, because that hope comes in the form of a young man who I'm talking to right now who's a part of a ministry called Campus Outreach, Will Baird. Great to have you on Truth Talk Weekend, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me, Stu. Appreciate
it. Well, it's good to have you, and it's good to hear you came to our Wednesday in the Word. You lit up all the guys. They were so excited. They want to support your ministry. And really, anyone that wants to reach this next generation, I think you're the best investment because, again, when God sent salvation to mankind, he sent a person, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. He didn't send a plan, a program, a paradigm. He sent a person. And in a very real sense, Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. So you're a human being.
Yeah.
So pretty soon, you're going to walk on that campus of the University of South Carolina, the Gamecocks, Columbia. And you are going to be doing what?
Well, I'm going to be, basically my job is to build laborers. That's the mission of Campus Outreach. When Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, that's really the heartbeat of this organization, just to know that the fields are white and ripe for harvest. I mean, there's 40,000 students at University of South Carolina, and they're interested in spiritual things. I mean, you talk to students, I think that's one of the lies of Satan today is that we live in such a secular culture where people don't want to talk about spiritual things, that everyone's an atheist, and you actually go out there and people do want to have these conversations.
Wow. Yeah.
And so just to be on that campus and to have those conversations with students, to share the gospel, many of which have never heard it. When I was sharing it with a guy on Thursday, and he was like, this is the first time I've ever heard this.
No way.
And yeah, and just growing up
in America, in the Bible Belt,
in the South.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep. I mean, I hadn't when I got to college either. And so, yeah, just to
so cool.
Beg God for conversions and build laborers.
Yeah, so, okay, so let's back up, and I want everyone that's listening to know that this is a group of young people that are 17 to 25 in that swath of age, maybe?
Probably like everyone's graduated college.
Okay.
Are you talking about the students or
staff?
Yeah,
the ones you're reaching.
The ones
your
I'm
staff,
reaching? Yeah, okay. probably 17 to 22.
Your staff will age a little more than that. You're 23, 24. You graduated recently.
Last year.
Yep, and I kind of publicly excoriated him, Will, for jumping into ministry to a campus. What are you thinking? Go get a job. Go to Wall Street. You know, go work as a coffee man. You know, and not to denigrate those jobs because there's awesome Christians serving God. They're witnessing for Christ in those places. But, you know, it's kind of against the American dream to jump into a full-time ministry gig like this. And
oh, for sure.
Pretty counterintuitive. What kind of feedback or pushback have you gotten doing this this outreach to this campus?
Oh, there's a good bit. I mean, just from my upbringing, I think my parents, my family, they really wanted me to be a doctor. I came into college and I switched to an English major, and that was already kind of a hit in my family.
Yeah.
And so to go from someone who's supposed to be, or my, you know, there's a lot of hopes for me being this successful, wealthy, this honorable profession, which is good for sure. But to go from that to raising my own support to doing campus ministry, there was definitely a lot of pushback. It was pushback in my family, my friends, my teammates. I played tennis at Presbyterian College. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to people to be spending your life this way. And so,
yeah. So tell us a little bit about your journey. Who is Will Baird? How did you end up coming to Christ? Where'd you grow up? How did you end up doing all this crazy stuff for Jesus? Talk to us. Take us back to earlier days real quick. Give us a snapshot of your testimony.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina. I played tennis pretty much my whole life. That was kind of the dominating force of my life first 18 years or so. Played tournaments every weekend. Never really went to church. I grew up in a family. We would have considered ourselves Christians. Both my grandfathers were pastors.
Wow.
We had a family. Everyone would say they were a Christian, but we didn't read the Bible. We didn't really pray. You know, we said a quick blessing over dinner, and that was about it. That was my whole experience. And I kind of grew up thinking that Christianity is just this list of rules. And so when I got to college, I heard the gospel for the first time my freshman year, same year that I kind of went nuts a little bit, just dove into a lot of things trying to find life now that I was free and I was independent. And so one of the staff people at CO, Brian, he shared the gospel with me. And my first thought was, free grace, like this must be, like you're telling me I can do whatever I want. So it kind of like, it blew my mind intellectually. Obviously, I was pretty far off the mark there. But when I really grasped the fact that I got to have a relationship with God, that was fall of my sophomore year. I was on a bus to a tennis tournament in Garner Webb, and I was listening to music and just got really convicted about what I was listening to. And all of a sudden, it's just like beam of glory. God hit me, and I realized that the living God of the universe wanted to have me in his family. Mm. And so it was a really mind-blowing moment. I went up to Brian, who'd shared the gospel with me, and I was like, I don't know what this is. It's different than anything I'd grown up knowing. Would you teach me? Would you show me what it's like to be a Christian? And so he discipled me over the next few years. I changed my major. Basically, by the time I was in junior year, I was like, I feel like God is calling me into ministry. I think it almost felt like it'd be sin for me to do anything else. And so,
how old were you when you received Christ, when the fire fell down on your heart?
It's about 20 years old, almost 20, that. Right before. Yeah.
And
right,
Brian had been on the campus involved in ministry like you're going into, I guess, and
yes.
Just had been available.
Yeah. So this is one of the cool things I like about Campus Outreach. So Brian was a student at PC. He came to faith when a guy named Paul Klein, who was on staff, shared his faith with him. Paul Klein came to faith at PC when a guy who was on staff shared his faith with him named Jake McCown. And so it's crazy. Wow. I got to meet him the other day. He's my spiritual great-grandfather.
That's right.
Yeah.
So see, that stuff has meaning, and that's what's neat. You know, you never know who's going to be in your path. And it's a real convicting but encouraging message to believers out there to be available, to be ready.
Yeah.
And to pray your kid comes across someone like you or like Brian.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome. So you got excited, changed your major, you're playing tennis, you're going into that decision time, right? Everyone's like, what are you doing with your life? You're graduating, you're going to march, get that diploma, cap and gown. What's next?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things that hit me was after I came to Christ, after I'd been growing, I was learning to pray, learning to spend time in the Word, I started to do ministry. I started to share my faith. And what really got me was, so I was on the tennis team. Most guys in tennis, especially in colleges in America, from Europe and South America.
Right.
So I had a lot of friends from Denmark, Sweden. And
right.
Those guys were never just going to show up to a Bible study. They're not just going to walk into
That's
church.
Right. That's
they
right.
have no experience. Yeah. And so someone has to go get them. Someone has to care enough to build relationships with them, to share the gospel with them, to have uncomfortable maybe conversations. And as I was doing that and realizing that they did want to have those conversations, they wanted to. No one had engaged them in that before.
Mm.
And so I wanted to be part of something where I could give that to students just like I'd received it. Like I'd come in, didn't have an identity. I didn't know who I was or what my purpose in life was. And just to be on a college campus where I can give that to students in the time when they're deciding how they're going to spend the rest of their lives, I realized I can make a pretty big impact. And so that's
Praise
what I decided
Lord.
To do.
That's tremendous, man. So what do you do? So what? How can we pray for you? What are you doing with this campus outreach at University of South Carolina? Give us a quick snapshot and how we can pray for what you're doing.
Yeah. So basically what I'll be doing is I raise my full support. So that's one way you can pray that God would provide in that way so I can get on campus.
Yep.
And then secondly, so once I do that in order that I can spend all my time on campus. I don't have to work a part-time job. I can spend 40 hours a week meeting with students, sharing the gospel,
building relationships, Bible studies, all that stuff.
Yep,
awesome.
For sure.
So people will make checks out to campus outreach with your name in the memo, Will Baird. You'll get a number. People can connect with us to find out how they can support you.
Absolutely.
We're investing. We love what you're doing. We want to give you interviews, exposure, invest with you. The guys were gracious this morning at Wednesday in the Word. They wanted to support you. They were dropping, stuff for you. They're, giving you some financial aid and prayer. We got 40 people praying for you. That's not bad, huh?
Oh, that's amazing.
And now you got thousands praying for you on the Cross the Truth Network and all of our awesome affiliates like the Wilkins Radio Network that listen to Truth Talk every weekend. So, man, that is awesome. So, bottom line challenge to everyone out there about reaching the next generation on the college campus. What is it?
Honestly, I think the biggest thing that has to be done is People just have to be courageous enough to share. I think a lot of fear drives people just kind of being concerned about themselves, not being willing to be uncomfortable. It's a struggle for me sometimes to put myself out there and have a spiritual conversation with someone who might totally reject me. But the thing is that students, the harvest is plentiful, and there are people that are desperate, and they really want to hear some truth, some life that they've never experienced before. And so honestly, just caring enough about people to share your life with them, to share the gospel with them, to ask them how they're doing, to carry their burdens, to really just engage. I think that's the biggest thing.
Campus Outreach is his ministry. His name's Will Baird. Pray for this young man and support young men and women of God who are going to the campuses to be witnesses, soul winners, disciplers, to turn the next generation back to Christ. You're the future, brother. Thank you for being on, man. Awesome.
Thanks, too.